You're listening to SBS News.
The remains of 215 children, including some as young as three, were found at an unmarked burial site in British Columbia. The discovery of the mass grave is a stark reminder of past national efforts to remove Indigenous children from their families to assimilate them. Institutions held children taken from their loved ones across Canada, and many were hurt for speaking their native languages. On Tuesday in the House of Commons, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he wants to help survivors heal.
We know that the harm caused by the legacy of these institutions plays out today in the intergenerational trauma so many families must deal with. And we know that Indigenous peoples still face racism, systemic discrimination, and unacceptable injustices.
In 2015, a Truth and Reconciliation report showed that the government-sponsored residential school system was a tool for cultural genocide. It estimates more than 150,000 First Nations children were made to attend the Christian schools, about 6,000 died, and many were abused. Mr. Trudeau says he wants to make sure these tragedies are never forgotten, and he acknowledges that apologising for the past is not enough.
As we continue to implement the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action, we have put in place the legislation and support for Indigenous communities to revitalise and strengthen Indigenous languages and culture. This is about ensuring that every First Nation, Inuit and Métis child grows up proud of who they are.
In 2008, the Canadian government said sorry in Parliament as many former students lost touch with their parents and their customs. Canada's opposition leader, Erin O'Toole, says reconciliation needs to go beyond symbolism.
It requires action. It requires restoring trust in the federal government and its institutions. And it means building partnerships with Indigenous communities for the well-being of all Canadians.
There are plans to repatriate the remains of children found buried at the site. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.